Well, Baltimore is like a third world country, says Bernie Sanders. It stinks of rats and dead animals. So said the Baltimore mayor last year. And yet when Donald Trump says Baltimore is a mess and rodent-infested place, they call him racist. What a shock, right? I mean, that's what you get out of this. Baltimore is a place that is, well, it's a mess, like a lot of American cities. It needs a lot of help. Joining me, Alan Sachs, a professor at the University of Texas Arlington, the longest contributor to this program. Here he is, everybody, my hero, Alan Sachs. How are you, sir?
I made a bad mistake yesterday.
You did?
Instead of going to church, I listened to Rashida Tlaib and Bernie Sanders from Detroit, getting ready for the big debate tomorrow night, I guess, from Detroit.
Yeah.
And I made a bad mistake. Rashida Tlaib talking about how much she loves people, and she's for equality, and she loves Jewish people. Those
right.
are my words. And what it is, I was going to go to a Catholic church yesterday morning and tell the pastor this, but I didn't get a chance to do it. But when you listen to Rashida Tlaib talking, she fails to mention one thing, that the Palestinian leadership, you know, she accuses the Israelis of racism and everything else. If only the Palestinians would quit, trying to teach young people how to build a suicide belt, I think everything would be pretty good over there. but aside from that, what she refuses to talk about, maybe she didn't even know it, the Palestinian leadership in that brilliant two-state solution that I think was a product of President Bush, and it's probably not going to go anywhere, they don't want Jews to even live in their state if indeed a two-state solution comes up. That is the ultimate in racism. You can't live here because you are a member of that group.
What's breathtaking about all of this, Professor, is that Israel is the only nation in the Middle East, the only nation in the Middle East where the three monotheistic
that's
religions
right.
of the world can exist together. I mean, that's the only
place.
There's
a lot of Arabs. You're exactly right. There's a lot of Arabs in the Israeli parliament. I don't think there's any Jews in the Egyptian parliament. I think there was many, many, many years ago.
Just a guess. I'm going to go with you're right.
It just doesn't happen anymore.
I'm going to guess there's no Christians in the Egyptian parliament either.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the Coptic Christians have been persecuted terribly in Egypt for many, many years. And, of course, all the Christians are being pretty well pushed out of the Middle East in Syria and other places, as everybody knows.
Sure.
Ms. Tlaib doesn't go there, you know.
So Chuck Schumer comes out and he says, listen, the BDS movement, boycott, divest, and sanctions against Israel, he says it's openly anti-Jewish. It's anti-Israel. It's anti-Semitic. And Rashida Tlaib says, no, it's not. He's wrong.
In fact, even Martin Luther King said one time many years ago that when you criticize Israel, you're actually criticizing the Jewish people. He didn't use the word criticize. But essentially what he's saying is that Israel and Jewish people are synonymous in regard to criticism. And, of course, a lot of people have tried to, parse that statement, but that's exactly what he said. By the way, what's interesting is that many blacks in Congress are critical of Israel. What they fail to realize is that the Jewish people, the Jewish population in America, was first and foremost defenders of the Civil Rights Movement and came to their defense.
Sure.
But memories are very short.
Let me ask you about this, because the big story began Saturday, the big story with the president taking aim at Elijah Cummings, the black member of Congress that has been there for a very long time, representing the 7th Congressional District in Maryland. And Elijah Cummings has come out and pushed the idea of impeachment. He's also a guy who's been anti-Trump from the beginning, doesn't recognize Donald Trump as being a legitimate president for whatever, and Elijah Cummings keeps playing. So he comes and he says, Elijah Cummings ought to pay attention to the rodent and rat-infested mess that is Baltimore. I'm paraphrasing a bit. And, of course, they scream, racist! Which is nonsense, because Bernie Sanders did the same thing in 2015. Last year, the mayor, Catherine Pugh, then was the then mayor of Baltimore, walked around the city and said it stunk of rats, it stunk of dead animals. She was appalled by her own city on videotape that we just played here a moment ago.
In fact, Bernie Sanders, as you know, was also critical of Baltimore at one time. as just about everybody was. But you're right, when it comes to Donald Trump, it is a pristine, beautiful place to live.
Yeah. Donald Trump said no human will live. In fact, I found an op-ed written on November 9th, 2016, by the Baltimore Sun that said Donald Trump is right. Baltimore is a disaster. So are the inner cities of America. He should declare them so. Said the Baltimore Sun op-ed page on the 9th of November.
And now the Baltimore Sun calls Donald Trump a rodent.
Right. Absolutely. You know, the fact of the matter is you have poverty rates that are above 33% in Baltimore.
Homicide rates.
The homicide rates this year are setting records again because the violent crime rate. Baltimore was the third most violent city in America in 2017, according to USA Today, and their numbers are spiking this year over last year, so I'm going to guess they might make it all the way to number two. They might be number one. They might beat East St. Louis when it's all said and done. I don't know if that's true, but it's a mess, right? That's not racist. That's observation.
If you listen to the media, the media was as disgusting as some of the other issues brought up. They were incredible, and they keep talking about President Trump being divisive.
No, oh, please.
And he's doing this on purpose, they say, to bolster up his base.
Let me ask you something. To bolster up his base,
did,
you know.
By the way.
More than 60% of Americans support the idea of a border barrier or wall. 62%, I believe it was. That was just to gin up his base. I think you're going to find that a lot of people that live in this country that are Black or Hispanic or whatever, agree with this president on this. And they say, look at the inner cities, run almost exclusively by Democrats for 50 years. And they're an abject failure. I don't care what your metric is. Is it unemployment? Is it poverty? Is it homelessness? Is it dilapidated buildings? What is it?
I raised this in my classroom one time last semester, and all my students said, it has nothing to do with the Democratic Party. It has to do with these cities are just large. And that happened in a large city. And you just can't believe how they've been so inculcated with this liberal stuff that goes on.
Yeah.
I think our public schools and colleges and universities.
Well, hold on. Let's be honest. Most of these kids have never seen the inner cities of America. They've
That's
never
right.
been there.
That's right.
They sit here in your classrooms, these lily white liberals, and pontificate about the ills of the world that they know nothing about because they've never been to the south side of Chicago like I have. They've never been to the middle of Detroit like I have.
I had a Black woman in my class a couple of years ago who lived in the south side of Chicago. And I asked her, what was it like? And she said, horrible. I mean, she was honest about it.
Horrible.
And she said that her grandmother still lived there. And I said, is she still going to live there? I said, yeah, she lives there behind iron gates.
Yeah.
And, bars on the windows.
So it's not racist, I can tell you that, Professor.
Right.
It's honest. Anyhow, we got to leave it right there.
She
Professor.
Was very honest, and she was a good lady.
Professor Alan Sachs, always a pleasure. You're the best. Greatly appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
There you have it. Alan Sachs, everybody, my favorite. Still to come, Rich Studley joins us from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce talking about how important Michigan is in the scheme of things in 2020 and beyond. We'll be right back.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live. It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
This was it. The real deal.
When we got to the armory,
They briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.